Last year, the DNR board approved a compromise plan that aims to reduce the phosphorus running off farms and coming from urban sewage overflows. Phosphorus can trigger the growth of algae and lake weeds. Governor Walker recently proposed state budget changes that would give sewage treatment plants a break on curbing phosphorus and would halt the Wisconsin rules from being tougher than ones in other states. But environmental groups, the EPA, water-oriented businesses, and others have raised concerns about the budget language. At yesterday's DNR board meeting, Deputy DNR Secretary Matt Maroney said changes are being discussed.
To come up with language that keeps us in compliance with the EPA, keeps us moving forward on enforcing phosphorus regulations in the state of Wisconsin. What the exact outcome of that will be, I don't know.
DNR board members want to make sure the Walker administration is sincere. Christine Thomas suggests a visit to a well-known central Wisconsin waterway that struggles with phosphorus pollution.
I would really advocate for you to go down and talk to the folks on the peat and well flowage. The board took a field trip there last September. It was appalling, but we apparently missed the worst of it. The worst of it's in August. And these are, you know, not just residents, but they're business owners.
Deputy Secretary Maroney said he vacationed on the peat and well last August and was stunned by the poor water quality. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.